Good morning, listeners. Happy Wednesday. It's another episode of Self-Care with Lee. Today, we are going to discuss the hot topic, and I mean juicy topic, of keeping your mind busy. You know what they say, an idle mind is the devil's playground, and we want to keep ourselves busy so we will not fulfill ourselves with worry, anxiety, or any stress. We release that here today, and we are going to talk about how to keep your schedule busy and your mind busy in a healthy way where you're maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Stay tuned for more Self-Care with Lee. What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Good morning. Today is the day that we balance out our mind. We know that our mind is a powerful thing and we do not want to waste it on negative energy. Today we inhale positive vibes and we exhale with positivity. We exude positivity throughout our being. We are capable of all things that we put our minds to. You are capable of all things that you put your mind to. Do you know that your mind is powerful? Today you walk in that. Today you release any energy or anxiety from your mind that will stop you from going to be the best that you can be. You got this. Breathe in, breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. I wanted to talk about creating a healthy mindset routine, as it is important to be intentional about your day, your workflow, and your hobbies. I am currently breaking out of habitually doing certain things out of boredom. I am currently learning that I succeed when I am intentional about my consumption, from what I read, what I watch, what I listen to, and breaking free from patterns and cycles that used to eliminate boredom, but they were also not enhancing my growth. It is honestly the best decision for me personally, and not only what I consume mentally, but also what I consume drinking and eating. I have to be more intentional about those things that are going through my mind, my body, and my just natural spirit anyway. I am one person that is intentional and try to be intentional about every little thing. So this is important to me to eliminate the things that I consume that will cause negativity or attract negativity to myself or to my actions or to the daily work that I put out during the day. I also want to talk about the struggle that you may endure that come with trying to maintain a healthy mindset and also creating and building a healthy mindset routine. There are struggles that come with it. There's relapses and multiple attempts to get it right. It's not an easy task, especially when you're working to maintaining and trying to be successful. You have to decide what you want more. Do you want success or do you want to play with your gifts, your ability to succeed, because you want to fulfill those moments of boredom and loneliness with bad decisions and ill habits. This can stop you and prevent you from reaching your highest potential. I've been there. Over and over again, I fail, but I get back up and I try to succeed because it does come with struggle. Sometimes you forget the reason why you started. Even this podcast helps me remember why I started. I have to constantly listen to it to be motivated to know that this is what I should be doing. But it's hard staying on the right path. It's hard staying on the right path to success because sometimes you don't see instant gratification. You don't see instant results. And it takes time for you to work towards your end goal. Don't be afraid of those moments where you feel like no one's really seeing your work. Nobody is seeing your success or seeing the progress or the amount of time and effort that you put into your particular craft, it's okay to not be acknowledged immediately. But that does not mean you quit. You have to keep going, because if you decide that this is what you want, the success is what you want, it can take years to see the fruits of your labor. I will remind you that no one is perfect. We are all working towards our greater good. But I also want to know that this is the day that you have to decide what you want more. And if you don't have time to decide, I want you to write the things down that you are looking forward to achieving. I want you to write down your long-term goals this time, because I want you to remember the reason why you started. Also, when you fail, those attempts to getting back into the routine, getting back into the swing of things, putting in more work, putting in more effort, those are attempts. And even if you relapse or you go back to your old ways, I want you to always remember that those attempts always lead to the bigger picture. So take your time off, take your moments of isolation, but do not forget the reason why you are even putting in the work in the first place. I want you to write down your long-term goals, because I want you to go back into your journal and know that you wrote down these things because this at one point of time was all that you wanted. You have to eat, breathe, and sleep it, okay? You cannot give up on your dreams. So in order to remind yourself, I want you to write down those long-term goals. Write little steps to get you to those goals. Write the years that you want to see yourself to get to that moment. If it's something like, I want to see myself buy a house in the next year, write it down. If it's something like, I want $10,000 in the bank by the end of the year, write down the little baby steps that take you to get to those moments, to get to that $10,000 goal, to get to financial freedom. I want to pay off all my loans. Write that all down. It's all little attempts to get you to your next level. Even if you have to take a break, even if you do get bored of it, even if you get tired because no one else is assisting you and helping you, you are the one man show. You have to write down your long-term goals in order to know that you are holding yourself accountable, because you have to get it done. You have to get it done. In order to do that, you got to write it down. Your mindset towards it has to be reminded that this is an achievement. This is something that you are wishing to get done. You're hoping to get done. You will get done, because if you build a healthy mindset routine, it will always be in your mind that this is the bigger picture. Those long-term goals are what you need to do. Those are the things that you have to work towards every day. So let's get into building a healthy mindset routine. Before we get into creating a healthy mindset routine, I want to remind you of the things that your mind goes through throughout the day. When you first wake up, where is your mind? You're probably thinking of all the tasks that you have to get done by the end of the week, all the tasks that you have to get done within that day, what you're going to do, where you're going to hang out with. Your mind is constantly on go. So in order to create this healthy mindset routine, you have to organize your thoughts, organize your day, and time management is your best friend. So I want you to think about what foods enhance your mindset, what drinks make you feel good for, you know, throughout the day, and what allows you to be your best self. Is it exercise? Is it meditation? Is it prayer? Is it, you know, getting down to the tasks that you need to get done in order for you to succeed? What is it that makes you feel successful? So when you're thinking about creating this healthy mindset routine, I want you to think about all the things your mind consists of on a daily basis. While you're thinking about a few tips to assist you with creating your healthy mindset routine, I'm going to take a few moments to do a commercial break, and we'll be right back after we pay these bills. Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir. Hey, you. Are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin-infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA-free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. And we're back. Welcome back to Self-Care with Lee, and I have a few additional tips for you, especially when it comes down to writing your healthy mindset routine down on paper so you can visualize it and understand what you need to be doing on a daily basis in order to maintain that healthy mindset routine to have a healthy lifestyle balance. You must think about your morning, afternoon, and your evening. What are the things that you want to include into your routine that are going to make you feel successful? Most people wake up in the morning and they go to the gym, or they'll meditate, do a few stretches, and then go to the gym. Whatever you feel will be the best pattern for you to build a healthy mindset that you do not feel as if you'll get sick of, bored of, or you can also include, if it's something like working out your body before you go to work, you can also include maybe some classes, maybe yoga, Pilates, cycling, like whatever it is that you know that will help you have a healthy mindset in the morning, not only, but maintain it throughout the day until you are ready to go to bed. Those are the things that you need to write down. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab a piece of paper, a journal, or even the notes in your phone, the notes app, and write down morning, afternoon, evening. I want you to write down healthy hobbies to do in the morning before work, before you have to conquer your day. I want you to write down healthy hobbies to do during lunch, on your free time in the afternoon. And then I also want you to write down your evening routine, whether it be a hot bath or a hot shower, or maybe even working out in the nighttime, or doing something productive that will contribute to your overall success. Morning, afternoon, evening. And you can even do it for a weekend as well. Include Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to keep you accountable and to not distract you from what you are planning to do, distract you from your success. We do not need that. We want to eliminate all of those and write down morning, afternoon, and evening hobbies and habits. These are all positive and these all contribute to a bigger goal, whether it's you just being physically fit and keeping and maintaining that physical fit, keeping that mindset. So maybe you want to read in the afternoon and read good content, inspirational and motivational content, and consume it. One of the things that I have recently done, instead of scrolling on TikTok, instead of scrolling on YouTube, instead of scrolling on Instagram, one of my things that I do is replace it, and I'll go to the Bible app and I'll find verses that will help me through the day or help me through, you know, difficult times when I forget the reason why I started. That has been so beneficial to me. So those are things that you can also write down as other app alternatives that will actually allow you to grow and allow you to succeed. Is it motivational quote app? Is it, you know, whatever it is that will help you succeed with this healthy mindset routine? I want you to write it all down because this is going to show you that there's so many other things to do. You have to get started. You know, it takes 21 days to make something a habit. So make these hobbies that you write down for morning, afternoon, and evening your main priority for 21 days. I promise you, your life will change. Of course, if you need to switch it up, that's why I'm asking you to write multiple hobbies and habits down. Because if you need to switch it up because you're feeling that sense of boredom or you're feeling unfulfilled, then you can go to the next healthy habit or hobby that you like to do that will contribute contribute to your success and contribute to a positive mindset for you. It's important, and nobody has you like you got you. So you know when you're writing this down, you are holding yourself accountable. Creating a healthy mindset routine is not an easy task, and it does consist of a lot of things and different entities. So don't be afraid to write down 100 things for morning, 100 things for afternoon, and 100 things for evening, because you can alternate between all of the activities that you decided that feels good in the morning, afternoon, and evening, and will allow you to feel productive and successful. Don't be afraid to write them all out, because this can contribute to your morning routine when you're planning your day, especially on a weekend where you want to continue to contribute to your success and you don't want to fulfill your time with boredom activities or ill habits. You can always go back to your healthy mindset routine on your phone and your notes app and remind yourself that you can plan out your month. You can plan out your year according to the things that you wrote down that make you feel good. Remember, I'm rooting for you. Write it down. Email me. Hit me up in the comments. And until next time, here's to self-care with Lee. You got this. Keep it cute, sis.